Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in concert soon. I got to find out when that is because, you know, him, Maxwell, them Erykah Badus, y'all, that's my vibe. That's my feel. Now, we have a very, 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 very special guest on the show today. But before we bring our guest on, I have to make a couple of announcements about this tragic month that has taken place, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, Nate Dogg's funeral is going to be in Long Beach. I don't have the details for that, but I know it's going to be in Long Beach. I'm trying to make that Google for the details and whatnot. I just wanted to share that with you all and let the family know that, you know, sad thing, man. We lost Nate Dogg from August 19th, 1969. That's his sunrise. From March 15th to 2011, that was his sunset. So we want to say rest in peace to Nate Dogg. As well, ladies and gentlemen, again, a tragic month. Elizabeth Taylor, who I'm very fond of, not only a beautiful woman, a dynamic Oscar Award-winning actress, she also was a close friend to someone that I know you know, to us African-American people, you know, we love, you know, all races, and that's one thing I appreciate about us as African-Americans. We're a very forgiving and loving race. But this lady, you know, I love what her and Michael Jackson proved. I think that Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Jackson's relationship proved something. It's not, I hope the whole world sees that. We're talking about an African-American male from a total different sex and gender to a Caucasian American female, and these are, you know, people have been lynched for having these type of friendships, just friendships and relationships. And I want to just thank Liz Taylor for being what she was, a voice, an inspiration, and a friend to our king of pop, Michael Jackson. May he rest in peace, and we are grateful for Liz for her contribution. And to all the ladies out there, I know you all know that I'm already obligated to buy about 4 bottles of White Diamond. I'm going to tell you right now, White Diamond, I don't know what it does for other men, but it really kind of, it gives me a little euphoria, if you know what I mean. It makes me want a fudge cake. Anyway, from February 27th, 1932, that was her sunrise. March 23rd, 2011, that was her sunset. We want to say rest in peace to Nate Dogg, and we want to say rest in peace to Liz Taylor, two special entertainers that have touched us with their light on this world. And I want to say a quick prayer before we go into the show. You all know how I do. I ain't going to make it, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third, but I do have to put this out there. And this is a prayer that I pray, and I hope you pray it with me, because as we're reaching positivity, this is a prayer that we all should think about. It sticks with me, y'all. It sticks with me. So, and this is the shout out to my little group I'm forming over there, the Gilroy Empire. Y'all know who y'all are. We making some major things happen. I want to shout out to Terry Clark for bringing some money to the table. We already shining, baby. It's about finance. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no romance without finance. Everybody want money. My kids don't even love me no more. All they want is the money. But listen, y'all, here goes the prayer. And this is to everybody within the sound of my voice. I hope y'all hold this down and just listen to this with me. And from there, we're going to go and play a special tribute to Mr. Nate Dogg as well as Liz Taylor. My prayer is this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. With that prayer being said, y'all, let's put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in each and every one of our lives as we get it. And here is a special tribute song to our fallen entertainers. We love you. You will be sorely missed. And let's pray for the comfort of their families during their time of bereavement.
How do I say goodbye to the good time that made us laugh, I'm waiting back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so
Gentlemen, that was a live broadcast, a live rest in peace, a live tribute to Nate Dogg, August 19th, 1969, sunrise, March 15th, 2011, sunset. Tomorrow's funeral will be in Long Beach. And you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I had a funny feeling, y'all. I'm saying God is moving. So, y'all, let's stay in prayer, man, and let's love people, man. Seriously, let's get out of this bummer thing straight up, y'all. Let's get out of this bull garbage, y'all. Let's love each other, man, because when I was listening to the radio and they said Nate Dogg's funeral, I mean, come on, y'all. 41 years old? Is that something that, I mean, for the people within the sound of my voice, man, my listeners, did we see that coming, y'all, out of nowhere? And I want to shout out my boy Big Pimpin' over there with Death Row. Big Pimpin' is a good friend of mine. You know, that's one of my, you know, one of my undercover partners and whatnot. You know, we be talking and everything. We take care of business and everything. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell y'all everything me and my boy do with Big Pimpin'. I want to shout you out, man, because, you know, me and Big Pimpin' talked a while back, and I kind of knew Nate wasn't doing good, but, you know, I just kept lifting up in prayer. But to hear that, y'all, to just hear, like, Nate Dogg's funeral, y'all, that could be either one of us tomorrow. So let's stay in prayer, you know what I'm saying, and let's go support that funeral tomorrow, man. Pray for Snoop, the whole family over there, you know, all them boys over there, Dog Pound, man, West Coast love, man, for real. Let's East Coast to West Coast, seriously. I want all y'all, because I got people in New York, Chicago, Miami, man, Atlanta, Texas, man, Deborah, I know you out there, baby. Man, just a whole million MFs I can shout out, but we all love Nate Dogg. He was a beautiful singer, man, you know what I'm saying? He brought the hood to R&B. He brought R&B to the hood with that, you know what I'm saying? Brothers out there doing that gangster rap, but it wasn't nothing like that sultry sound, you know what I'm saying, from Nate to come through and do his thing, man. Also, that was dedicated to Liz Taylor, man. We had two celebrity deaths so close together, man. This stuff really hits home, y'all. You know, Liz Taylor, February 27th, sunrise. February 27th, 1932, sunrise. March 23rd, 2011, sunset. May she rest in peace. I got to get me some white diamonds. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how we do on Gilroy Radio, right? We already got the RIP. Stop playing everything. Understand what I'm saying? Ow! You know? Huh? What is it time to do? Hold on, what you think of time? I like the time to go ahead and take a dip. You understand what I'm saying? I gotta bring my special guest on, you know what I mean? Yeah, right here, man. Let's just put y'all a little run down. I know y'all big fans of the kinky feet out of here. Woo! I know y'all be keeping that right. If you did, well, I know you did. You ain't my boy. Take me, man. Take me. Uh-huh. This young man is a rap artist, as well as a homicide actor. This young man wrote happening with your boy? Welcome to Gilroy Radio.
What's
good? What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, what's happening, man? What's good, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling like $5 million. I got my homie on the line, man. We finna chop it up, talk to the people, man. What's up with you today, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. Just blessed to see another day and blessed that we had this opportunity to be on the on this line, man, chopping it up with you, man, on your show. Congratulations.
Oh, man, thank you, Jay. You know how it is, man. Just, you know, one flew of the cuckoo's nest. We just trying to make something happen every day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All I said, out here trying to grind and shine. So, I got you on the line, man. I know I still got another call on. We'll talk to them later. But I know that, you know, you've been in a major network television show. You also as producer on film. I mean, this is something I want to know. I was curious, like, as to producing your own film, that takes manhood. What made you kind of say, you know what, you like, and you produced this after you was on College Hill, correct?
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you, because, you know, my experience in the industry, being on set, is that what kind of gave you that, like, kind of, because I know how it is, like, when you're on set and you're watching somebody do something, it's like going to nursery school. If I see somebody put some blocks together, is that what kind of inspired you to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, I can get a camera, I can do this and I can do that? Is that kind of what did it? Or just give the family some feedback on Death by Association and what made you come up with, you know, I mean, young brother, you wrote it, you produced it, you directed it. I mean, just talk about that for a minute, man.
Well, man, I was actually, man, during the time I was going to L.A., Los Angeles City College, man, and a dude out of nowhere came up to me and asked me, he was like, what is it that you want to do? And I was like, excuse me, he's like, what do you want to do? And I said, man, music, I want to do music. And he said, wrong answer. And he handed me a book, and it had like a movie book with filming and teaching you how to do film. So as I was opening it, the first page I turned to, I just randomly opened it, and it was talking about like producing and directing your own film. I took that kind of as a sign from God, and that same day I ended up coming home, and I wrote like 40 pages into DBA right then and there. Then after I finished the script, man, I just said, I got to do it, you know what I'm saying, and just I prayed about it, got the people together, and we made it happen, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
shout out some of the people, because see, this is something, you know, young brother, we've worked together on projects. Talk about some of the people, because what I like to do is give shout outs to the people that help us make these things possible. Because like even with us being together right now on Gilroy Radio, see, this is a team. You understand what I'm saying? It's a combo, man. You know what I'm saying? We hitting.
Exactly.
I'm hitting your audience. You hitting mine. So let's shout the people out that kind of got behind the scenes and helped you. Because I do know that you have a big family out here and everything. Shout out to people,
yes,
that, because I hosted your premiere for, you know, that. I'm going to put some pictures,
yes,
up too, y'all. I hosted his,
exactly,
premiere of Death by Association. Talk about some of the people that helped you put that together. Your moms, man, with her beautiful self, and your father, the family that was out there, man. Shout out to people out there help you put this thing together, man.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely shout out to my managers. That's Moms and Pops, LJ Management. Shout out to Big Rube, who's a brother in business of mine. Is just a brother that helped me stick through, you know, this career of, like, working on films and, you know, trying to get my films out there. Shout out to him. Shout out to Shantae Gibson, you know, the sister Tyrese Gibson. She actually cast the entire film, man. She just brought a lot of actors, man, that just blacked out. Shout out to Prentice, Suicide, Melissa, DJ FJ, man. Everybody who has something to do with the film, man. Shout outs to everybody, man, because they played a tremendous part in making the film what it was. They stuck through the whole, you know, 2.5 month process of putting the film together, you know, went through our ups and downs or whatever. But, man, all in all, everybody who stuck with it, you know, I appreciate it and love them for that, man, to death. Because a lot of this movie was the first project for a lot of actors I work with, man, and it kind of helped them get their name out there, did a lot for, you know, their careers now. And, you know, it's all love. I appreciate it. So shouts out to everybody, man, that contributed to putting the film together.
Where can my audience pick this movie up, Jay?
Well, we're getting ready. We plan on releasing DBA actually next month, sometime in the middle of April. We keep on pushing the day back because we've been trying to get the soundtrack mastered, the movie actually mixed and mastered the right way, try to take some of the, you know, the cursing out and everything, but we plan on putting it out next month. And you can get it, you know, you can get it via my Facebook. Just hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook name is Jerron J.T. Thompson. And we're going to have a website, a Death by Association website, that people can actually PayPal it and get it from, like, the direct website or whatever.
I mean, that's awesome, man. So I want to talk to you about this, just kind of offline for a minute. I know you do music, but let's talk about the brother that we lost. You being a California native, brother, you born and raised Los Angeles. Tell us the effect that Nate Dogg had on you.
Man, well, when I first heard it, you know, everybody hears everything now over Facebook. I was just getting ready to check a post or post something. I've seen it. Everybody was saying, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, and I, you know, went to Yahoo, looked it up, and it kind of just hit me hard, man. You know, he was a young prolific brother that played a huge part. He was an iconic figure in the world of African-American singing, and a lot of people didn't look at it like that because he sung over rap music, but he had a lot of people don't know, man. Nate Dogg had a good ear for music to finding out and knowing at heart what was going to be a hit, and I think DJ Quick said it himself. He said it's only a few people that he's worked with that if they say it's a hit, it's a hit. And he said that's himself, Teddy Riley, Snoop Dogg, and Nate Dogg. And, you know, Nate Dogg touched millions all over, man. And rappers, all he blessed a lot of people's track from the East to the West Coast, man, and worldwide. And it'll never be another Nate Dogg, man. So it touched me pretty bad.
Ooh. Man.
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah, I'm sitting there listening, man. You know, I mean, we all, and you know, brother, that's something that, you know, I like to, I know you know, Jay, man, you rap, you know, we chop it up, you know, I try to remain positive on everything, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, yeah. We all have, you know, our own, per se, moments in life, but it's moments like this that shake us up, man. And don't you, like, I know, you know, it's like we try to live life, but when it comes time to just say, man, let's just forgive each other, man. Let's live our life because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what people try to realize, man.
Yeah, we just got to get it. You know what, man? We're going to play a little Nate right now, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back to you real quick, but we're going to play a little Nate, man, for the people, man. And then from there, Jay, we're going to come back. We're going to holler at you. And then guess what? We're going to go on and put some of your music on the line to get these ladies, you know what I'm saying, get them crunk up because they own. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, for sure. Let's get it.
Hey, you know I got you, Pimp. All right, y'all, we're going to do a little Warren G and Nate Dogg. This regulated, y'all. Church.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left, on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls speak for me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my reins, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Ain't none of them seeing if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe what's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
As hell, I said, ooh,
I left your side. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice with you. Let me ride. I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
JT, got you back on the line with the people, man. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man. Just reminiscing on the late Nate Dogg, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to that brother. Do you know any details about his arrangements for tomorrow, man?
No, I have no idea. I didn't even know. So you just funerals tomorrow.
Oh, okay, yeah, they having it. I got wind of it. I was listening to the radio and everything. I did get wind of it. But let's get into you, man, and your music, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, we've seen you, you know. I know, because, man, I'm going to tell you, you got a lovely fan base. I'm going to just tell you, dog. They over here. I'm getting it, and I just get tired of girls. I get tired of when women act like somebody is as fine as me. I say, I know he, you know, it's like he fine as me. It's like, Trey, he fine as you. Okay, what you saying? He fine as me? Okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? I have deal with it, you know, and that doesn't happen often. So I have to deal with it. No, I'm just talking. I don't want somebody to punch me in my eye. But it's not often, you know what I'm saying, when the girls be like, hey, Trey, who that? So, you know, you got a wonderful fan base. And see, the thing that both of us, you know, we kind of chopped it up. Oh, yeah, by the way, I want to let the family know, ladies, it will be some eye candy in the Trey Love I'm a Rocker video for y'all. Fellas, you know it's going to be ass and titties everywhere. But for the ladies, I do want to let y'all know that JT will be featured in the I'm a Rocker video. That's already lined up. Y'all already know the jet scene going to be shot. Me and Jay going to be tossing it up. So make sure the girls know if you got you're going to have on your TLPs in the video. That's your Trey Love pajamas. So the girls out there with them thick rumps and, you know, sexy and got something to shake. Come on. Me and Jay, you're not in a relationship or nothing that's going to get you in no trouble, is it? Because you know how it goes down with Trey Love.
No, not at the moment, man.
Oh, not at the moment. Okay.
Nah.
Because see, I'm gonna tell you right now. I hope my other woman ain't listening. But man, my main lady, I have a bitch.
I heard that.
because my main lady, my main lady cool. But my main lady, she not here. But my other woman, oh my God, dealing with her, you just do not understand. My other woman,
oh,
I have to fuck with. Bruh, this ain't no joke. I have to fuss with my other woman way more than I have to fuss with my main woman. My main woman, me and her is cool. She know what time it is. But my other woman, Jesus Christ. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get to some of your music. You got a song, man, that I put on deck. It's I'm going to say it may, you know, for the women. Let me get to this song real quick. I think it's called Valentine or something like that.
That was produced by Tone Tobin. It was something we did with Yahoo and Pepsi. It was a Pepsi smash mic pass thing where, you know, we spit our little A bars and passed the mic to the next MC or whatever. And it was just like a little Valentine's, like something we did for Valentine's Day that was released on Yahoo or whatever.
Wow. See, that's amazing. See, man, y'all better pay attention to these entrepreneur niggas out here. Boy, we getting it, man. I'm saying, like, through Yahoo, through, bruh, I love it. Jay, like, hey, look, yeah, we did that through Yahoo, YouTube. You see what I'm saying? I want to give you a big shout-out for that, brother, because, see, a lot of people don't understand. I'll be trying to tell them. We coming. Dog, is we coming or is we coming, Jay?
Man, we coming, dude. They better watch out. You already know.
Man, I'm already knowing, man. I can't wait till we do that I'ma Rock Up video, man. We're going to turn that mother pool. All right, this song, man, this is my boy JT, man. I'm going to go on and play it, y'all. This is Pepsi Valentine, man. Y'all pay attention. Ladies, sit back for a minute.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The only love I got is music and you. Chocolates, flowers, cards, petals. Me out getting you some sexy apparel. Looking at my watch, it's about that time. No greater love on earth could be defined. The passion and intimate love we portray so before I might pass. Happy Valentine's Day.
You like walks on the marina, trips to Catalina. Well, just hold my hand, girl, believe in us. Anything in life could be achieved with trust. So our ups and downs can't be conceded with love. Plus, I get the rush when I'm feeling your touch. Whenever we apart, girl, I miss you so much. Cause you my boo, I care and it's true. And I'ma always be there no matter what we go through.
Look, this one goes out to my younger brother. I wanna let you know that we always have each other. See, I've been with you since you was a little younger. And you're still a little younger, just grew a bit above it. Yeah, I love you moms and I know you love me too. Show each other love, that's how a real fam do. Be there for you, that's what a real pop do. That's what my pops do, I thank God for you, yeah.
From the moment that we met, I knew I was your man. Couldn't believe I found love in the bottom of a can. You would be holding hands, you was cold at first. You opened up, then we kissed, and you quenched my thirst. You had so much flavor, they put you on a diet. Put some cherries in the mix, I couldn't wait to try. And every time you're not around, still was asking for you. Now I'm on the track, your tone smashes for you, yeah.
Love you in the morning, love you in the evening. Sweep you off your feet, girl, know you're not dreaming. You're my fairy tale and it ain't no lie. Champagne on the beach, kissing under moonlight. Cuddling up, play fighting undercovers. I can't get you out my mind, there's no other. This is real talk from my heart, no games. And maybe one day we can share the same name now.
I blew a kiss at PE, but she didn't catch a speak. But a number popped up on my caller ID. With the hang up, and girl, all I think about is us. Put her name in her heart, in the back of the bus. I smile, you blush, hold your hands, then carry your book. And the bullies don't scare me with looks. You're my best friend, I got a two-seater swing. But later on in life, I have a two-seater Benz.
Bring that melodrama back into my life that I miss. Make it so special like back then when I had got my first kiss. And all I do is think about you every second I get. I wish that you was here with me right now, you touch what I miss. And I remember when you came over and we kicked it outside. And we was laughing at your cousin cause he was messed up on mine. And I remember when you held me and the first time we kissed. Man, you the only hella yellow brother make me like this.
Today is 2/14 and I'm glad you're my queen. At the end of the day, sweetie, we can do our thing. Happy Valentine's Day, girl. I loved you from the start and I'm truly grateful that you captured my heart. Today is your special day, one of many days, and I love you unconditional. Let me count the ways. Flowers and candy, that's what excites you. What makes me happy, the fact my love is true.
Man, That was a beautiful cut, man. We got to welcome back to Gilroy Radio, man. My man JT. Jay, you can't just be coming on here every now and again, man. You gotta stay on with me, man. For real.
Man, whenever you want me on, I'm here, man.
I'm gonna hold you to that, dog. I'm gonna be don't think I have no tricks on Gilroy Radio. I'm gonna be calling you like, hey,
yeah, let's call JT, y'all, because we ain't got nothing else to do.
No,
hey, man. I'm here, dude. Anytime, man. I appreciate it.
Man, ain't nothing but love, brother. But I'm going to tell you like this here, though. The lines are lit up. When I have all lines lit up, it's because something amazing is going on. I took some time off the air one time and came back, and that's the last time my lines were lit up. Every line on Gilroy Radio is lit up. So I got 206,
wow.
I got 310-663, I got 904-466, and I know I got my attorney on her. That's her. That's listen to your lawyer on Saturdays, y'all. Don't forget, tune in. She'll be doing her thing tomorrow. Also, I got 310-355. The lines are lit up, so we're going to go one at a time. Yeah, this you, man. This ain't even me. Like I said, they told me. They say, Trey, he's fine as you. So, that's when I realized I didn't. We're going to go ahead and let people announce themselves one at a time. 206, caller, you're on the air. Please say your name and say hi to JT.
What's good?
Hey, what's
Jerron,
up?
It's Pharrell. I'm
hey.
Happy for you. I've been praying for you, so I'm just happy to see you making moves, and the world's going to see you. They're not ready.
If they don't see him, they blind. You understand what I'm saying?
They blind.
Read
exactly.
You got to be blind not to say JT. And I want to shout BET out because not only I see where BET is coming from myself, my first television appearance was on BET's Comic View. So shout out to BET. And was BET your first TV appearance too, Jay?
Nah, actually, MTV was, man, when I did Pimp My Ride back in 2005.
Wow.
Whatever.
Look at that. Look
yeah,
at
man.
Pimp My Ride. This nigga pimping and everything. We need to talk. Anyway, 310-663 on the line. I already know who that is. That's my attorney, Ateria. Welcome to Gilroy Radio.
Hey, Trey and JP. This is Ateria.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. That was a very hot song. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Many much more where that come from, material. I'm telling you, we're going to book a show, that hip-hop comedy tour I've been telling you about, man. Me and JT, we're going to do the BET thing. It's going to be really lovely. 904.
For sure. That's really going to be hot.
904, announce yourself, what's your name, and say hi to Gil. Welcome to Gilroy, and say hi to JT.
Yo, what up? This is Zoe calling from Florida. I'm Pharrell's brother, so I'm just showing some support.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
What part of Florida?
Oh, Jacksonville.
Man, you know I'm Miami all day, man. I'm telling you, I used to run my drugs. Oh, dang, I'm on the radio. I'm sorry. I hope nobody hear that. Why y'all laughing? I see y'all laughing. I'm glad. Woo, I'm a comedian, y'all. I used to, y'all get it? Run my drugs. No, anyway, I'm just saying. Okay, 310-355, call it you on the air.
Mercy, you're nut. This is Shaquise. Hi, JT. Love the song.
Hey, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Man,
no
look at
problem.
That, JT. See, all y'all funky heifers, and even you too, brother, don't nobody call when I'm on the line by myself. I put some JT on the line, and all of a sudden, everybody, I mean, lines just full. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some more JT, because, see, that's what Trey going to do. Trey is about some people, y'all. This next song, Pepsi Valentine, before I play it, Jay, tell them a little bit about it.
What song is this, Trey?
This is Pepsi Valentine.
Oh, no, I think that's the one you just played, the Pepsi Valentine.
Okay, hold on. Well, the purple.
Oh, this one, the purple, and that's another track that was produced by Tone Tovin that we also did with Yahoo, and it was featuring me, a West Coast rapper named Immense, and a few other people. But that was something we just did. Yahoo decided to have for their website, Purple Day, you know, where everybody wears purple because, you know, purple symbolizes so many things, individuality, creativity, spirituality. It symbolizes so many things, man, and we just had to, you know, do the same thing we kind of did on Valentine's Day when, you know, spit our 8 bars and then pass the mic to the next MC and they spit, you know, what purple symbolizes to them. So that's how that went down as far as that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's another JT spin, y'all. I'm telling you, talent, more talent. Here you go. Thank you.
get your color purple, you dig? Because it symbolizes individuality, stands for creativity and independence.
Start wearing purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, welcome back to Gilroy Radio, man. We doing it big, man. We got JT on the line, man. Let me just say that, man. I mean, when I say talent, I mean talent, man. Y'all got to pay attention to what we're doing as artists, as independent artists. It's to a point that we've taken control of our own careers. You know what I'm saying? And see, here's the thing. We need you. We can't do this without you, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? And we can't do this also without each other. So when I say each other, you know what I'm saying, I gotta have a JT to help me, and I got to help a JT. And see, what that's going to bring is that's going to bring Trey Love's audience to JT, and that's going to bring JT's audience to Trey Love, and that's going to diversify, you know, and we're going to take that thing to a whole other level. So that's why I got JT on the line, man. Jay, you got something you want to holler at the people about, man? What's up?
Yeah, man, definitely. First off, man, shout out to all the callers and supporters and people that's, you know, tuning in and listening, man. On behalf of, you know, me and Trey Love, we got lots of love for all y'all and appreciate the love. Black supporting blacks, just, you know, we out here, we trying to do it, we trying to make a decent living off of these God-given talents that, you know, God has blessed us with. And let me tell y'all, before we get into this next track, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Trey Love, and I'm not just saying this because, you know what I'm saying, he hosted my event or because I'm on the show, but this dude is a phenomenal entertainer, you know what I'm saying? He knows his stuff from front end to back end. He's an acting coach, comedian, entrepreneur, radio show host, hilarious as hell. And I'm not just saying, I ran across a lot of comedians in my time before College Hill, after College Hill, and Trey Love. That's why I had to get him to host my event. I actually seen him at Shante Gibson's birthday party. Shout out to Shante. And he was phenomenal. That's the actually first time I ever met Trey. And he took me by storm with his improv skills, how he just had everybody laughing. And he's just a cool, like down-to-earth brother. And for all you ladies, you got to check out this I'ma Rock Her video. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shut it down. It's going to be me, Trey Love. It's going to be eye candy for the guys, eye candy for the women. We're going to get it popping. And just, you know, support Trey Love, man, and all his endeavors. And this next song is this I'ma Rock Her. So be sure to download it on iTunes, and we're about to get it popping, man, for the summer. So check it out.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm probably from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. My name, here what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do
saint. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, MIA, and forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, grab a chick. Take her pick, if she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm a
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my celly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't go, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirrors, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here, to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a mac, so I can bear it, me into you. That's how I do in a few. I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
We in the club, and the bottles from straight love.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
Rock,
10 works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Here what? Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Man, y'all just heard it live on Gilroy Radio. Y'all already know what it is, man. I mean, that was a warm shout-out, just touched my heart, man, the way my brother put me out there like that. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to say this right now on Gilroy Radio. This brother got free reign. Whatever he want done on here, whoever his artist is, whatever guest he want on here, all he got to do is hit up GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. That's Monica Hughes. And I'm going to play it. It's going to happen. And I want to send this song to a few people specifically right now. I want to send this song to Gilroy West Coast Radio. That's Sophia Reed, who's in charge of them TLPs. I want to send this song to Gilroy East Coast Radio. That's Monica Hughes, who is just in charge of every damn thing. I want to send this song out to our attorney, our in-house attorney who protects us, who loves us, who guides us, and who holds us down, and who is building the Gilroy Empire, Atiria Clark. And I also want to send this out to all of you wonderful, beautiful people on Facebook that I keep in touch with. It's so many of you that I just can't name right now, but to all of you, to y'all overseas, to y'all NCs, to my children, to all y'all, this song right here goes out to everybody. I hope y'all embrace right now. I want you to look at somebody close to you. I don't give a damn if you don't like that person. I want you to respect the fact that that person is in your life. And, y'all, let's elevate. Let's get to another level. Sing this to the person you per se think you hate the most. This goes out to everybody.
Thank you.
Life, let's enjoy and embrace this life. These are two positive brothers. I am Trey Love, aka the Playboy Comedy King Gilroy. You are on the phone with JT, y'all. Jay Phil, I mean, we doing it, y'all. This is Gilroy Radio. We got 5 minutes left, man. So, Jay, I want you to give your shout out, and then I'm going to open the lines and let everybody on this line say something because I know everybody wants to say goodbye. I got to close them. Okay. All right, so everybody else on the line with us, I had to close 562-964. You had a lot of feedback. But everybody, JT, you start first and then let everybody say their goodbyes, man. We're going to take this thing home.
Yeah, man. Well, first and foremost, man, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, you, man, for giving me this opportunity. Trey, man, I appreciate it, man. It's all love. And, man, we doing it big this year. I want to give a shout-out to LJ Management, BJ and Jay, you know, all my family. Sorrell for calling, everybody that, you know, called in and that support, man. I want to give a shout-out definitely to Shantae, man, because if it wasn't for Shantae, me and you probably wouldn't have, you know, never had this opportunity to meet each other and be able to hang out and do what we're doing. Shout out to Big Rube. Shout out to everybody out there, man, that's on their grind and that's standing ten toes down pursuing their career, man. So, you know, those are my shout outs or whatever.
All right, and that's straight up love, and that's love to everybody, man. That's all I'm trying to give. That's all I'm trying to be. And I do shout out Shantae, Big Rube, Joe Hollywood, Charles Clemens. Man, there's so many people that, like, have been through part of this with me since I've been in L.A., man. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I mean, woof, man, Jay. Jay, I'm here a minute now, huh, Jay?
For real.
Jay, if you think I've been here a couple of years now, see, Jay, I met you like when I first got to L.A. Jay, am I official yet or I still got a couple of years?
No, you official, man. You official, man.
I don't care what nobody
tell you, man. You official.
Hey, that made me feel good. Hey, y'all, Jay be walking me to the hood talking about, man, don't even worry about nothing, Trey. You good over here. I'm like, I know. Hey, y'all heard Jay said I'm official. Get out of my face. All right, everybody else. Y'all know what y'all about. 206 Maloya, 310-355. Y'all go on and say what's up. We finna take it on.
All right.
What's good?
Go ahead, Shaquise. Go ahead. First,
okay, go ahead. All right, I'm giving a shout out to Your Empire. And JT, I wish you well.
Thank you.
And much prosperity with your album. You're so welcome. God bless you all.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Atelia.
Okay, yes, I would just like to tell everyone to tune in tomorrow, Saturday at 4 o'clock Pacific time for Listen to the Lawyer Show. Particularly if you are in the state of California, we're going to be talking about the medical marijuana industry and what's going on in the state of California regarding that. We'll also resume our conversation about business taxes and nonprofit organizations. So I would encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It should be a really hot show. And I just want to say congratulations to you, Trey, for the Gilroy Empire. And I'm so happy to be working with you on building that. And shout out to JT and your talents on the show today. Very impressive.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. 206, you got something to say before we take this on?
Of course I got something to say.
Well, all
JT,
right then.
JT, you know I support you. You know I love you. Now y'all got jokes.
No, what the hell you mean? You are asshole. Go ahead. Run it.
I'm just saying, March 26th, y'all make sure y'all check him out. And Sesson Productions is having a showcase, and JT is performing. He's about to shut it down, and y'all need to get there. If you want more details, go to his Facebook page, Jerron JT Thompson. Get all the details. Be there. It's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Support him. I'm going to keep praying for you, JT. I'm here for you always, and just keep doing your thing. Don't let nobody hold you down. God got your back.
Thank you so much, Jerron. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, JT, let me just tell you this. You got Gilroy East and Gilroy West acting a damn fool. Monica is over here in love with you saying he cute. Every message is he cute. She can't even say hi. He cute. That's Monica. He cute. Okay, Monica. Damn. Anyway,
yo,
he
Monica
cute.
I said thank you.
Monica, he said thank you. And Sabina say her cousin. Hold on. Let me show you how black people do. You know when you're going somewhere, when black people start saying they related to you? Here she goes. Just found out JT is my cousin, Rashida's cousin on her mama's side, on the mailman cousin, nephew's sister's auntie's side. Boy, black people, we love being related. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all goodbye on Gilroy Radio. It's been a pleasure having JT on my show, man. It couldn't be no better. And I want everybody to know, since y'all related to JT, I do have a cousin, y'all. In the business, his name is Rick James. I done told people before that Rick James is my cousin. I am very proud of that. That makes me feel good on the inside that Rick James is my cousin. So with Rick James being my cousin, I got to go ahead and take y'all home with some, like, how I get down. So to the ladies out there that love me, that want to be with me, that cherish me, I cherish you. And this song goes out to all y'all. I don't care what nobody say. Hey. This Gilroy Radio signing off between me and you, ladies.
friend. 'Cause you know I got a special girl, and I could never be your husband. But that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. We can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go. 'Cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel. We could be there just the two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't tell.
Good night, y'all. This has been Facebook Fridays.